This would have numerous advantages: a social justice, a demographic stability, the health, which is not negligible. But the drawback would be a loss of a certain mental independence. This symbiosis man-machine would alter all the perceptions of the man in front of all situations. The central computer, real brain of the planet, economist, lawyer, demographist, would be fully integrated to the personality of the planet. Of course, this strict control system would make all slips impossible, as in the film of Kubrick, 2001 The Space Odyssey, where Hall, the board computer, wants to take the full control of a space station. But the inhabitants of this hypothetical planet Amo, integrating so much the machine in their social system, would have made of him the helper, the host, but also the parasite of their thinking system. If the Amo case would really correspond to the beginning of a contact between an extraterrestrial ethic group and people of the Earth, this would explain certain disconcerting aspects. These would make sense if we think we are not confronted to a human society, but to a set of beings, living in symbiosis with their central computer. The machine is there in all Amit's texts. It integrates all the data, makes the analysis, the evaluations and draw an interpretation model. Let's suppose that the Amo case is not a scientist's joke, neither a vast manipulation from secret services. In the 50s, a small group of expeditionaries would have then landed on our planet, whose goal is to study a mankind, made today of 5 billion individuals. All along this story, the size of this group would never have exceeded 20 individuals. How to analyze and to modelize a so complex object as our planet and our mankind, with few persons? Answer: being helped by a huge intelligent computer, very active and performing. The texts evoke a landing of expeditionaries, in 1950, in the south of France, near the town of Dinn. A too short expedition, the year before, would not have allowed to collect enough data. They would have been uncertain that their immune system could face to specific bacteriological aggression. On the other side, these being, as said in the texts, would now the laws of evolution in function of geographical data. This is something they could have foreseen if they would have collect these precious information. If the things really happened this way, these data certainly have been collected in priority, in the first hour of their settling on our floor. Recorded automatically by their computer, they would have received a quick answer: yes, you can without any problems venture outside your refuge without your protection equipment. Your immune system is compatible with this biotope. That would have allowed them to walk freely in the atmosphere and to take contact with this young shepherd, in the few days following their arrival, as described in the texts referring on the first days on Earth. In 1974, the Amit's network became strangely silent, during 4 years. A later report, arrived in Spain in 1978 and gave an explanation: the expeditionaries would have discovered that at his period that the probability of a nuclear war was 27%. They would have then left the Earth, abandoning it to its destiny. We must not believe, or not believe, at the presence of extraterrestrial expeditionaries on our floor, either to their fast leaving, or to the risk of a world war, even if we may think that the situation may have been possible, given the unresponsibilities of the governments. But looking to the percentage, we may thought that it would have been given by a machine, which would have modelized the whole set of the behavior of our planet. If these Amit expeditionaries exist, they would be only data collectors. Their first task would have consisted in gathering some minimum linguistic data to allow their computer to start the analysis of the problem. With these basic information, it would have analyzed, alone, at fast speed, the linguistic sets of our planet. If the brains of the Amits would be better structures as ours, could it conceive all the grammatical and lexical elements so quickly? On the opposite point of view, the computer which will be ours in some centuries could very well record in real time all speeches given on the planet. It would be able to make a semantic analysis, maybe with a more performing logic than the one on which our machines are based today. Such a language computer would operate with tries errors, following the principles introduced by Noam Chomsky, the generative grammar. The children are doing so by creating the missing words and testing them in the adult world. Although we remarked that the Amit's texts are full of naive neologisms, just remark, would some human being, even in some 10 years, be able to understand all the politic, economical, cultural and religious lever of a planet? No. The role of the expeditionaries was to settle in key points of the world some data recording systems. One of them would deal for the picking up of a huge radio and telephone communication. If the members of the AMO network follow in real time the activities of numerous individuals on our planet, also mine, as it will be the case later, this is certainly not by listening directly to the conversations, or by analyzing what I am typing now. Whether or not this member would have to be connected 24 hours a day on my telephone. The analysis of the psychology of men of the Earth could be based on their speeches and their writings, as on the encephalic structure, analyzed neuron after neuron, with a scanner. Generally, the survey of the whole planetary activities, through a numerous number of individuals, or sample individuals, would be performed by a machine. The understanding of our social mechanisms would then not be done through single discussions between the expeditionaries, who would exchange their impressions. The information could have been entered in the computer, which would have built a model of our society, with predictive capabilities. After some months or some years, the Amits would have just asked their machine, if the authors of the documents are authentic extraterrestrial expeditionaries. It seems then that in front of all situations, they would consult the panel of suggestion given by the machine, with some probability forks which are always presented in the texts with an abnormal precision. This would explain, by the way, all the psychological failures all along this story which would remain ununderstandable. That, even if a lot of contactees take them as they come, saying like Lou, they certainly have good reasons to act so, reasons we cannot understand. The sexual life on Amo. The genitals of the inhabitants of this planet would be the same as ours. The women would have no hymen, typical element of Terrians. The copulation with Terrians would be possible, but the texts precise that this union would give non-viable monsters, particularly because of the large difference in encephalic structures. Anyway, such an union would be considered as forbidden, against the nature, based on their ethic norms. The children would receive a very detailed education before their sexual maturity. During practical anatomic work, they could manipulate as they want some adult individuals which have momentarily lost their citizen status, after any fault. We said before that the young would be invited to the copulation as soon as they reached their sexual maturity, and the copulation would be compulsory. However, this act, which is the starting point of a couple of parents, would be preceded by a series of prenuptial exams, very complete on the genetic and psychological point of view. Let's repeat, by the way, that this replaces the natural selection. The male would no more have to compete to conquer a female. One would no more spouse the richest or the strongest, as these concepts have no more meanings. But the authorization would be given only if the analysis shows that the copulation would go in the way of the amelioration of the species. We may understand then the reason why all diseases connected with genetic may have been eliminated, what is natural for wild populations like ours. On the contrary, by developing the pharmacotherapy and the genetic therapy, we weakened the genetic capital of the human species, by perpetuating the existence of mutants which need our expensive assistance, for example, the haemophiliacs. Such a position, based on the eradication mesok. They are not mine, by the way. But the economical resources of our planet are not infinite. The funds we give to medical researches make us leave large parts of the population in a total lack in matter of nutrition and health. We are very near, on Earth, to be able to access to some element of the human genetic, but as we ignore what are the goals and the laws of nature, there are big chances that our intervention in this domain will be more catastrophic than constructive, as if we would try clumsily to implant some culture elements in another one. Anyway, in the human species, The natural selection phenomenon has been modified a lot. When an employer needs to recruit engineers and has to make a choice, he does not leave them in a place armed with clubs. He prepares some psychotechnical tests. When two candidates would present themselves, after having discovered their attraction, more olfactive and intellectual than visual, if a negative response comes, it would mean, find another partner, your genotypes would not produce a performing product. As the couple would be formed, after the authorization of this union, the first copulation and the defloration would be done during a ceremony. The olfactive impregnation would be essential and both partners would be asked not to wash themselves during the 30 hours before the unions. The infrared perceptions seem to play an important role during the act. The texts say that fellatio would be considered on Amo as a current practice. The Amits confess that, by them, the female would have masochist's tendencies, considered also as natural. The art on Amo. This chapter will be extremely short. The authors of the texts admit humbly that in matter of sound organization, shapes and colors the men of the earth are masters. As to the gardening, on Amo, the keyword would consist in leaving the nature creating the day cause, just by helping a little. The Amit would not pay a lot of attention to the architecture of his planet, which is essentially functional. It seems, by the way, that he does not really understand what art means when he writes, "The arts did not develop on our planet, perhaps because the photography techniques appeared very early." This sentence shows a total incomprehension of the mythic functionality of the artistic activities on Earth. The arts existed before the humans invented the photography. See the wall paintings of the prehistorical men. To create an artistic activity, one must own an unconscious. But the authors of the documents seem not to have any. Then the author adds, has been developed on our planet some sort or art based on the manipulation of perfumes. We have an olfactive sense much more accurate than yours, which allows us to detect thousands of different molecules. We appreciate not only the olfactive spectra created by our odors organ, but also their evolution in time. Mixing of odors would be similar to an accord and the evolution in time to a melody. On Amo, the odors concerts would be the unique manifestation which could be characterized by the word of culture. Then we have reached the last part on history of Amo, and a comment to this, we see also here how this Amo planet has to pass through a primitive, barbaric evolutionary phase, before reaching the level of true culture and unselfish love. It seems that the preceding level of pure cultivation of intelligence always comes first, as we observe also here on our Earth. How Nazism and nationalism scatters at last. On that level the lands and countries, as we also here regard Amo, are forced under a non-spiritual dictator. And comment. The history of the planet Amo. The Amit's texts give some information on the history of this hypothetical planet. Here again, no way to verify. But this is a small part of this huge file. The presence of the magnetic fields, strong and variable, would have represented a fantastic natural source of energy, that the Orthoctons would have exploited as soon as they had the mastering of metals. The texts say that their archaeologist would have found traces of first electrical devices from very old ages. If that is true, the first Amit which would have built something looking like a solenoid must have had a nice electrocution. The documents precise on this point, that the communication on Amo, at the present time, would be achieved through gravitational waves. As we do not know how to pick up these waves, the extraterrestrians would use this techniques to discuss together, keeping their confidentiality. The absence of natural barriers would have engendered a quick political centralization. When our planet is a real patchwork of ethnic groups, living practically at different ages, Amo would have evolved quickly, with the same language, the same technology and the same cultural level everywhere. The psychology and the mental structures of the inhabitants of this planet would be very different from ours. If they really exist, we don't even know, how could these people communicate together? The dictatorial past of Amo. The texts evoke a crucial phase, when the planet came under the dictatorship of two cruel women, i.e. 456 and her daughter, we won. At this occasion, the transmission of powers would have been hereditary, what had no precedence. One may ask how a woman could have taken the control of a whole planet. But why Hitler and Stalin knew how to create around their person such a devotion phenomenon. There is no real difference between a dictator which galvanizes the crowds and a guru which subjugates its disciples. Both take the psychological control of the other. No one is really safe from this ascendancy. The inhabitants of this hypothetical planet Amo, with a quite reduced personality, even non-existing, in the way we understand it, would have been particularly vulnerable to such a power of mutants. We will now reproduce some parts of the texts, which evoke a period of the planet during the domination of these two dictators, a mother and her daughter. These excesses would have bring the inhabitants of the planet to apply deep changes in their social structure. To some extent, this would have been a key period in their planet history. In the early ages, the planet would have been divided in groups, electing their chiefs. These clans would have melted after some time, into a central monocratic government, assisted by a council. There never have been on Amo a primitive religious history, as we conceive it on Earth, crystallized around divinities, idols, dogmas and rituals. The Amits would always have elaborated some metaphysical concepts, quite fuzzy, and based on the rationality. The texts indicates that something, a principle, must have governed the universe, which was limited to the planet. This is maybe the reason why IE456 would have taken so easily the control, basing her saying on a pseudo-rationality. Let's come to the texts. IE456 would have been intellectually very gifted. She would have been a professor at the age of 13. Before taking the power, the planet was governed by a unique chief, which was far of being a tyrant. He was assisted by 12 counselors. When he died, the council named IE456 governor of the planet. She immediately executed the 12 counselors, making a real coup d'etat. She was developing a strange philosophy, saying that the cosmos was not existing a priori, but only in the spirits of the humans of Amo. Those, by creating the mental pictures, were creating some sort of universe. She was pretending also that when a scientist was believing to have discovered a physical or biological law, he had the illusion that this law was not existing before and that he just had created it. Science became the essential motor of the universe, its whole point. All had to be under the domination of a frenetic scientific activity of discovery, so was then the people of Amo. We also knew a certain egocentrism, but the Amocentrism of IE456 was passing all what we could have imagined in the domain. She would have presented herself as the brain of Amo, taking possession of all the inhabitants of the planet, having the right of life and death, and considering herself as the coordination center of the cosmos. This is a phenomenon which may be compared to the influence the leader of a sect has on his disciples, and we know this may be unlimited. Let's come back to the original Amit's texts. We are scared when we think that a young girl, which did not even had her first menses, could have subjugated millions of beings. In her luxury palace, she was surrounded by scientists and did so that a lot of habitations were turned into laboratories. In the morning, she was going secretly, in company of her police women, in the rooms dug in the rock, and if she was finding the inactive, she was giving the order to kill all scientists and their collaborators. The men and women of Amo would have been then classified into categories. Those who had a good enough intellectual level had to work all time on the discovery of new knowledge. The others were considered as slaves, or guinea pigs, and would have been deprived of human status. The human vivisection would have been practiced on large scale, with abominable experiments, like opening the skull, without anesthesia, which was unknown at this period, to analyze the behavior of the brain. In parallel, IE456 instituted a personality cult, completely mad. The audience were allowed only for the most eminent scientists, which had no power, as she had all. Those had to come to her nude, their eyes closed by some sort of mastic. If the judgment was favorable, they had the right to open the eyes and to eat and drink the excrements of the tyrant. I.e. 457 die assassinated with 30, after 17 years of dictatorship, in circumstances which are still not clear for our experts in history. The most probable version is that a professor of perfume mixing, as a revenge of a punishment, having his back plunged into boiling water, placed an explosive in her bathroom. The rest of the inhabitants was shot. The politic police kept the control over all communication means and executed, in the night, 17,000 persons susceptible to be rebels. They were afraid that a revolution prepared by the famous astronomer Yixi-87, who found refuge in a volcanic region during her life, i.e. 456, had given all rights to her daughter Y1, who would be her successor. For the first time in the history of the planet, the transmission of the power was hereditary. Y1, who took the power at the age of 12 terrestrial years, did not have the gifts of her mother, but even more sadistic practices. The chronic relates 4 millions of victims. This young girl could not do other types of activities than bathing in aromatic plants' spirits, and her favorite sport was to pierce the tympani of her maids, when she was in a furry, with the help of kernels of some bushes. She began her reign with the order to cauterize the sinus of her mathematics professor and punished one of the most loyal military chief of her mother. Despite her lack of interest for sciences, she continued the magnificent projects of her mother by forcing the scientists to keep on their work. Under the menace of retaliations, first she ordered that her feces had to be eaten by all her subjects as a sign of submission. Her tutors were scared by the non-previsible reactions of the child if they were opposed to her desires. They tried to explain with simple explication that such small amount of feces was impossible to distribute to all the inhabitants of the planet. A commission of intellectual servitors has to find a solution to this problem, as she menaced to let living only those who had the luck of eating her excrements. They finally found a solution which pleased her. The feces of her servitors, of members of the police, the local high dignitaries and all the governing structure of Umo, were mixed, at an infinitesimal state of dilution in large quantity of water, with the feces of the tyrant. She was used to live at the foot of a volcano, sitting in the branches of an Ixisua plant species with a lot of leaves, and made hundred thousands of subject coming to her naked, to contemplate her child face, with their body covered of UGI gel substance which was burning their skin. Her police was searching in the underground house on the whole continent, taking men and women from their homes. At this period, it was usual to live in communities of 40 to 80 persons, all living in the same underground room. The officers arrived, selected the person at random, stealing their clothes and putting the individuals in huge multilegs, driving them into an insecure destiny, which was in fact work camps. During the trip, they were selected and marked with a number, using incandescent metallic characters, on the skull and on the back, and they received clothing stopping to the upper half of the body. Then, the rest of the body was painted, the genitals, the back, the legs with a plastic substance, leaving just whole to be able to make their physiological eliminations. One of these poor persons was Amawoa 57, joined a multitude of men and women involved in the construction of a huge solar plant, in the vast plain of Siu. Those had to dig large parabolic trenches, which were plastered with a reflecting metal, in order to concentrate the rays of our starry Umma, and to produce energy by conversion in some liquid's circuits. We know nothing on the parents of Amawoa. The police destroyed after wars all archives concerning his family. Some indirect references of contemporaneous disciples of his doctrine make allusion to his father, who was an engineer specialized in light devices, and his mother a professor of zoology, or maybe general biology. It seems he had a sister who has been affected, like him, to a factory for the making of sucks, porous blocks to store the fluids, but his brother could not get in contact with the members of his family after the brutal separation. It seems that his father was called Cii-41, But the most surprising is that we ignore the real name of Amawewa. He has several which are attributed, with no real historical reasons. As he was dedicated to the construction of this solar plant, he began to teach his work companions. His ideas propagated very rapidly through the whole planet, with a large distance communication mode, the telepathy. His disciples, rapidly subjugated by his words, became so convinced of his divinity that they called him simply Amawewa, Namo Spirit. As the slave workers lost officially their names, came to us only the number marked on the epidermis of the skull and the back. This was in decimal numbering 2.332.874. We know only some parts of sayings about the life of Amawewa and of his unfortunate brothers, from a slave named Judah 60. One of this saying makes allusion to the last period, when we one was already arrived to the top. She had, by extravagance, replaced more than 70% of the warder by young girls aged of 9 to 15 terrestrial years. One afternoon Amawewa and Judah 60 were working together, placing large metallic layers in the parabolic trenches, when the girl looking at them had a sexual desire and ordered Judah, a woman of about 20 years, that she kneels in front of her and makes some lingual Dutch. The submitted worker did what was ordered. Refusing would have signified the death, with horrible tortures. The girl must have been unsatisfied by the ardor of her subordinate as she began to strike violently her defenseless body with her Yula iron stick with nails at its extremity. Amawewa, who had assisted to the scene passively, ran toward the couple and stared fixedly at the little tyrant. At this period this behavior was not admissible. Staring to a superior was considered as something unacceptable and disgusting. In these particular circumstances, looking to a warder signified death. The young girl could not stand the glance of her slave, threw away her metallic whip and ran to hide behind other workers. This child has been converted in some days and became one of his most faithful disciples. The orders dictated by Y1, concerning the absorption of her feces, were at the origin of numerous revolts beyond the slave workers. Lots of them had been brilliant scientists. The brutal police stopped the rebellion, killing thousands of innocents by putting their head in the animal dung. In the documents, Amawewa describes Y1 as a poor insane, not responsible of her acts, and this idea would have began to make its way in the population. She would have been then assassinated by one of her servants. As the good news was known, the people would have rushed on the laboratories and the libraries, destroying them completely. This caused a long recession of the knowledge. The Amits would then have thought on the way of practicing the teaching of their Amawewa, by concentrating on what we call the human sciences. They would have estimated that it was impossible to transform the mentalities at the scale of a generation, and they would have taken the decision of isolating the young children in a vast region of the planet, covering about 30% on its surface, during several generations, until the bases of a new humanity have been settled, which would correspond to their actual social organization. Does this history correspond to the reality? No one may really say that, as it is also not possible to affirm categorically that these texts have an extraterrestrial origin. Only a indisputable material evidence could prove it. Some letters, some telephone call, and even scientific works do not constitute an irrefutable proof. It is the role of the reader to make his own opinion, and our role will be only to test the coherence of these documents, on all the points under our competence. The Spanish Network. Let's leave the Amit's history and come back to the Spanish network. We know finally, since relatively few years, why all these persons had been contacted, in different circumstances. This contact project would have been a heavy discussed subject beyond the expeditionaries and the central government of Amo. Lot of them were worried that this act would create an irreversible mess on our planet. But our Earth society looks like a pillow, like and damper. Even this book, supported by solid scientific arguments, would have no effect. The libraries will certainly put it at the department esoteric. It will bring dream to the fans of esotericism and the fans of science fiction. The ufologists, The politicians and the army will be irritated. Scientists will just have a shrugging.